Number 30, mind pale. This is a little picture model. It has a picture of a bucket. You see, your mind is the depository of all past input in your life, both good and bad, cold and hot. You might picture of all the negative stuff from your past as being cold water or ice cubes in your mind pail, and all the good and warm thoughts and encouraging experiences of the past being hot boiling water. Now your mind, the net temperature of your mind, is a result of all that past input, good and bad. You see, some of us have very warm minds. We were raised with positive, encouraging, faithful remarks. People, our parents and others said, you're going to be a great person someday. God's going to use you, said things like that. Others of us were raised with very negative experiences with people saying, quit that, you dummy, you knucklehead, how you do that all the time, what's wrong with you? And our mind pale is very cold or cool. You were said, don't, stop, you can't, stupid. You know, or fatso, fatso, 2x4, can't get through the bathroom door. Or maybe you were called four eyes, or you'll never make anything out of you. See, those are that cold thing. Or maybe you have, you can make it, or go for it. Hey, way to go, good job, I like you. Keep it up. Hey, you're on the ball. Hey, you're sharp. You're going to really be something someday. You see the difference there? Now, here's the good news. You can change the temperature of your mind pale. You're not stuck with what you are. You can't go through life saying, boy, I had this tough upbringing, or all the way through college, I had this negative stuff, so I'm stuck to not be anything. Granted, your mind may be cooler than a lot of other people's, but you can change it. Let me give you some pieces of advice. One, quit putting ice cubes into your own pail. Some of us ourselves are dropping the coldest ice cubes into our mind pail. We're saying, I can't. It's with that negative self-talk. Second, stay away from others who plop ice cubes in your mind. You know, some people are, seems they are gifted at demotivating others. And they can just come along. And, you know, when you're excited and motivated, you see the possibilities. They just come along with a big ice cube and go blop, blop, blop right in your mind. And you have to learn to stay away from those people. I have a practice. There are several people that I communicate with on a fairly regular basis, and I have to not hang around them very long, because if I'm with them 10 minutes, they'll be popping an ice cube in my mind, and it will cool off my motivation and cool off the burning heart that I have to do something. And I'll say, maybe, why try? Why try? So stay away from other people that plop those ice cubes in your mind. I've never been to a church that didn't have some people like that. I can be there in one service and notice who are the ice men or ice women in that church. They carry a little invisible bucket around with them, and they're emptying that bucket all the time. They never seem to run out of their little ice cubes. So learn to steer clear of people who are always doing that too. Third, start pouring in warm thoughts to your mind. Start heating it up with a nice, hot, boiling cup of water so that your mind, start feeding yourself the positive things that Jesus Christ would feed you, not that the devil would feed you. And fourth, hang around with people who are warm in their thinking. You know, the people we hang around with affect us tremendously. We know that. We tell that to young people. We tell that to teens. Be careful who you hang around with. Well, what about us? What about you as an adult? Hang around with people who have warm thoughts and feed those warm thoughts and give you positive affirmation. In fact, one of the things you can do is just take a legal size piece of paper or a tablet and write down at the top of the sheet, balance sheet. Balance sheet. And then write down your assets. Just as if you were writing down the things you own financially, and you were going to have a balance sheet of, here's what I own. I own a car or a house, and I own a slide projector, those sort of things. Write it down what your assets are as a human, what your real ability are. Are you a speaker? Are you a leader of people? How about your Christian life? Do you have some gifts of wisdom or insight into other people? What are those things? Write them down. Just be honest. This is not something you're going to hang out there and be bragging to other people or boasting. Just write it down to yourself with the Lord and say, now, what are my assets? You know, and describe them. Say, I'm a great, what is your asset? And then at the bottom of that, or take a new sheet of paper, write investment strategy. You know, if you had $1 million of assets, you wouldn't just let them lie. You wouldn't bury them in the ground. You would invest them. You would have a strategy. And you would put a certain amount in aggressive stocks or something, that's called a portfolio, where you mix it up. Now, what would your investment strategy be with these assets, given these assets? See, God didn't want you to bury them in the ground and say, I had the assets you gave me, God. He wants you to invest them. What do you have to do in life now to use these assets in order to be of service to other people and to be obedient to God? Those are your assets. Now, when you're finished with that, that will warm up your mind. See, those are the kind of projects that warm up your mind.